Join the Wall Street Journal May 20th through the 23rd in New York City for the Future of Everything Festival. Hear from over 75 renowned speakers and visionaries. Touch, taste, and interact with the products that are redefining tomorrow. To learn more and buy tickets, visit our website at foefestival.wsj.com. 20% off with code PODCAST.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. We explained Roth 401ks and traditional 401ks a few weeks ago, and boy, do we get a lot of letters and emails asking us to go into more detail. Well, Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders will be here in a moment to tackle some of your questions. First, these money and market stories that you should know. The Commerce Department says the U.S. household spending rose 0.3% in April. That's a little slower than the previous month, but it's still considered a solid pace. Income growth is one factor driving that spending. Americans' pre-tax earnings from wages, salaries, and investments advanced 0.5% in April from the prior month. That was the best gain this year. And one of the pieces of data to come out of Uber's earnings report was the fact that the company sees its price war with competitor Lyft settling down. Uber reported about $1 billion in losses for the first quarter, but the company's CEO says that competition will be more centered on brand and products going forward rather than incentives for customers. And Lyft executives essentially said the same thing on a conference call with investors and reporters. And by the way, Uber said in the first quarter, about 77% of revenue came from ride-hailing, while 17% came from Uber Eats.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why they've created Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. Eno catches over-tipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, and then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. It's another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Earlier in May, tax reporter Laura Saunders was here to compare and contrast traditional 401ks and Roth 401ks along with how they differ from IRAs. And then the email floodgates opened up. And journal readers and listeners had lots of questions, and Laura is back to answer some of them. So, Laura, of course, IRAs and 401ks, whether they're traditional or in the Roth category, they differ. But many asked you how they're alike, and there are a few ways that they line up.
Yes, there absolutely are. This is a time when people have to do more to save for their own retirement because we don't have company pensions anymore, so people need to understand these details. And what all of these tax-favored retirement accounts have in common is that they let your money compound and grow tax-free. The whole time it's in the account, it grows tax-free. Now, if you just had a stock in a brokerage account and it paid you a dividend, that would be taxable. But inside of one of these accounts, that growth is tax-free. The dividends, the trading profits, everything else, it's tax-free.
And just to catch everybody up, how are they different?
Well, that's a much bigger question. There are lots and lots of differences, and so if you want to know all about them, read the story. But there are two big differences. One is that anything that says 401k is a workplace retirement plan, pretty much. It's offered by an employer. And anything that says IRA is pretty much an individual plan. Now, they're both managed by you, like you put in the money, you make investments and things like that. But one is offered by your employer. Sometimes your employer matches a 401k contribution, but the other one you can have on your own.
So in your story, you talk about Roth accounts, both IRA and 401k have some key benefits.
Yes, they do. We first talked about workplace versus non-workplace plans. Now let's look at the difference between Roth accounts versus traditional accounts. Traditional accounts, IRAs and 401ks, they give you a tax deduction going in. You don't pay any taxes up front. You pay taxes after they grow for years and years and years and years. When the money comes out, that's when you pay your taxes. Roth accounts, either IRAs or 401ks, are the opposite. You pay taxes on the money going in, but the growth is tax-free, and then all the withdrawals can be tax-free.
So the strongest variable here is the tax bracket that you're in based on your income, and not necessarily how long you invest.
Yes. If right? you have a choice, do I go Roth or traditional? Then you've got to look very hard at what you think your tax rate is now versus coming out. If you're a 25-year-old who is just starting to work, you can probably bet that your tax rate is going to be higher later on. And so maybe a Roth is a good way to go now. You'll get all that tax-free compounding, and it'll come out tax-free. And then if you're just retired, say, and you know that you're moving to a low-tax state, then I wouldn't put money in Roth accounts or convert or anything like that, because you're going to move to a place where the taxes are lower. So you don't want to pay taxes at a higher rate now.
So pay attention to what your income is and how that might move you into a different bracket, but mm-hmm. also the taxation based on where you're living.
Tax rate in, state and local and federal, versus tax rate out. State and federal.
All right. Now, most people put money away in retirement accounts until, well, they retire. But a lot of readers asked you specifically about how a Roth IRA can be used in case of emergency.
Well, this is a vast topic. Can you get money in these accounts before Uncle Sam really wants you to, you know, when you're not retired? And I'm going to write another story about that at some point. But my big tip here is that Roth IRAs have the most flexibility if you qualify for them by income, because there are some income limits. But if you put money into a Roth IRA, I'm not talking 401k, Roth 401k, but a Roth IRA, you can always take out the contributions without paying any taxes or penalties. This makes a Roth IRA a really good savings account for a, say, younger worker who you could put your emergency savings into it, you know, $6,000 a year usually. And if you're trying to save up to buy a house, you could do that. And then if you need to get a little extra money for that down payment, or if you have some emergency, you can always turn to your Roth IRA and pull out the contributions, not the earnings, but the contributions. So you need records. But the contributions can come out, and they're there in a pinch. And that's a good thing to know.
And with regard to the Roth 401k, that's somewhat new on the investment stage, and it's a good idea to check with your company you work for to see if they offer it.
Yes, it really is, because it can be a very good thing for younger workers to split. You can split your contributions, part to a 401k, part to a Roth 401k. Of course, you always want to get the employer match. That's free money, and you don't want to leave it on the table. And the story says some things about that, too. But Roth 401k is a good thing to opt into for many people for part of what their savings are.
All right. That's Laura Saunders. Check out her story on WSJ.com or the WSJ app. And she's good enough to be here in our studio. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
And thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.